This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Naomi Lambert, and this week our guest is Elbjørg Hemsing, the Norwegian violinist, speaking about her new album, Arctic, which features many new works devoted to a contemplation of the beauties and perils of that part of the world. Elbjørg, thank you so much for speaking with us today. It's Women's History Month. Interviewing you about your latest album is part of our celebration of the amazing female artists currently working in the classical music world. Could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and about your musical journey?
First of all, I have to say it's such a pleasure to be a guest on your show. Thank you for having me. I come from a little village in Norway called Aurdal. It has around 600 inhabitants, and I grew up with a mom who is a violinist and an older sister also plays the violin, and I've always had music around. I have basically spent my whole life in music. Growing up in such a place as Valdres is, I'm of course not very objective, but I do think it's one of the most beautiful places on earth, and it's really beautiful, and you're so close to nature and close to the biggest mountain chain that we have in Norway, which is called Jotunheimen, which is also the place for a lot of the Nordic mythology, which also is where my name comes from. Very old-fashioned name in many ways, meaning the protector of fire. So, I mean, I really grew up with a lot of Nordic mythology around me, as well as nature. This felt like such a natural idea and a good starting point to create an album. I traveled a lot up to the Arctic, particularly above the Arctic Circle. A lot of wonderful cities in the northern Norway. They're not that easy to get to, as well as the island of Svalbard and Spitsbergen, and really the real far north. This whole area is just so incredibly special. It's almost hard to put it in words, I found. And that's also one of the reasons I wanted to create a musical journey through it, because it had such an amazing impact, such a presence in how to think about the world and nature and all these things. That was kind of the idea behind creating this album.
Yes, I have so enjoyed listening to the album. It's beautiful music. I know
Thank
our
you.
Listeners are really going to enjoy exploring it, only just released in February. Can you talk a little bit about how you actually put the album together?
I knew very much from the beginning. I really wanted this to have a really grand symphonic sound to it. I thought very often when I listened to either recordings or new pieces that's been made about the Arctic, whichever side you look at it from, I found them all to be very much taken directly from the sounds you hear there. So you can imagine ice cracking, and it's really like a really stark, difficult landscape to navigate in. My experience of the Arctic hasn't been only that. It's also been all the different seasons, all the beauty, all the sunshine, the light. So I really wanted to create something that could give you so many images, kind of like an audiovisual journey. For the repertoire, I thought it was important to also create that feeling of hope and feeling of feeling well as being able to talk about some of the bigger topics that is natural to connect to the Arctic. It's also quite a big mix between new pieces and newly composed for the album, as well as new arrangement, which is also for the album, as well as a few older melodies from some of my favorite composers. They all are connected to the Arctic one way or another.
I was particularly intrigued by possibly the central work on the album by Jacob Shay, the Arctic Suite. Could you describe to listeners the different sections of that and what they represent?
So I'm incredibly thrilled and really grateful that Jacob Shay wanted to write this suite for the album in particular. I remember very distinctly when I listened to the music he and Hans Zimmer made for Blue Planet, amongst some of those other BBC documentary cycles. I thought that his music was so incredibly powerful and strong and alive that I almost didn't need the audiovisual part, because I just immediately had a sense of what the music was saying. And I thought that to have a composer of the caliber that he is for this recording would just be incredible. He created this suite, which is in 6 parts, and it takes on certain things that you experience in the Arctic. So it starts off, the first part is Frozen World, and I'm sure you can kind of get an image of what that even could sound like. which is the landscape is completely frozen. Everything is almost imagining like you wake up after a long winter and everything is just really, really frozen. And from there we go into sunrise, which in all of the Arctic and I would say the Northern Hemisphere of the world is such an important time of not only a year, but also in life when the sun returns after months of darkness. It signals a new beginning, a new hope, and you know that every day is going to become a little bit longer. So that is a really important moment in the North. There's also the polar winds, which are extremely strong and really, really powerful. Almost you can imagine seeing the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, how it waves over the skyline. And the same thing goes for the polar winds. They're really, really strong. And then we have a rush of life, which also is important to show that there's so much life in the Arctic. There's so much you can't necessarily see with your eyes, but there's so much hidden beneath. Either it's under the glaciers or under the icebergs or just under the snow, quite simply. The last part is ice melting, which is also, unfortunately, a big part of talking about the Arctic is what is happening there nowadays. So that's kind of the cycle that we go through with the Arctic Suite.
And I think the music absolutely evokes those different elements that you've described. As you said a little earlier, it is almost visual. I really was impressed. I was also interested to see that you'd worked with Frode Fjellheim. I know he worked on the movie Frozen. Can you tell us about him and why featuring his work on the album is kind of appropriate?
So Frode, I have known for many, many years. He's a fantastic musician and composer. He creates a lot of works for all kinds of instruments and for choral works. He's a really, really curious musician that who sees music in everything, I would say. He is also from the indigenous tribe called Same. He's from the southern Sami. For me, it's also important when talking about the Arctic to touch upon that this is also their territory. Of course, being Norwegian and not a Sami, I, of course, could not take a direct translation of what joik, for instance, their traditional way of singing, would be. Asking Frode to contribute felt really important, and the works that he composed, which is Under the Arctic Moon and The Return of the Sun, represents two really vital moments in the Arctic. I'm really happy that he also even joined for the Return of the Sun and did a bit of joiking, and it felt really important to add this to the mix of musical expression.
Thank you so much for making time for us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our guest on Preview has been Norwegian violinist Elbjørg Hemsing. These interviews are made possible by the generous support of our listeners. For more information about our programming, please visit the website, theclassicalstation.org, and thank you for your support.